From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And the financial world is responding to this claim from author Michael Lewis on last night's 60 Minutes.
Stock market's rigged. The United States stock market, the most iconic market in global capitalism, is rigged.
Lewis was talking about high-frequency trading, computers with the capability of figuring out what you're about to buy and within seconds buying it first and then selling it back to you at a higher rate. Today on CBS This Morning, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said his office is already looking at the practice and that Michael Lewis will help shine a light on it.
There are cracks. There are places that you can get to faster than other people and front-run the market. What's improper is front-running the market, is using any special advantage or edge with your speed to have an unfair advantage over anyone else.
Cardiff Garcia is at the Financial Times, where he writes for the blog Alphaville. So, Cardiff, we've talked about this before, but just remind us, this super fast or high-frequency training, tell us more about how it works.
Okay, so high-frequency trading is a topic that encompasses a whole lot, and it's fiendishly difficult to understand, which is, by the way, is part of the problem. The best way to understand exactly what Lewis's point is to maybe use a hypothetical, right? So I want to buy a lot of stock, a lot of shares in a certain company. You want to sell them. Normally, this would be easy. We'd just meet up and we'd make the trade. But of course, the market is much bigger than just you and me, which is why we have intermediaries. We call them traders, to essentially match buyers with sellers. Okay. So let's say in this hypothetical, I want to buy 100,000 shares of, say, Microsoft, right? I tell the trader that that's what I want to do. And then normally he would send the order to the exchange to have it be executed. Now, here's the interesting thing, right? That order's big. And so it's going to get sent to multiple exchanges, but the order arrives at different exchanges at different times. And here's where high-frequency traders come in. They have not only the technology, but they also have the relationship with the exchanges that allows them to see when my order has arrived at one exchange before it's arrived at another exchange. And before it arrives at that second exchange or third exchange, it gets in front of the order and it can say, buy the stock before I buy it, and then sell it very quickly at a slightly higher price. I'm paying that higher price. And so Lewis's point is that this is unfair, right? That because I'm the original buyer, at one point in time, that stock, I could have bought it for a certain price. And yet because these high frequency traders have this relationship and this edge with the exchanges, they're able to buy it very quickly, turn a quick profit, and I have to pay the higher price. That's essentially the point that Lewis is making.
Well,
here. That's improper.
Right. And improper, unfair, these are words that are being thrown around, but illegal. I mean, New York's attorney general said he's looking at it, that it's that you're not supposed to be allowed to do this. He also said that the SEC and the Commodities Futures Trading Commission are looking into it. But are there people who argue in favor of it?
Okay, so there's two separate points here. I mean, on the legality of it, I mean, even Michael Lewis himself said it's crazy that it's legal, but it probably is. Eric Schneiderman saying, well, hang on a minute, let's look at it. My sense of it is that because this isn't a new issue and that regulators have known about it for some time, it's going to be a little bit of an uphill battle to prove that it's not legal. But it certainly will, you know, shed some light on the issue, and maybe it'll get some laws changed. Maybe regulators will change their mind, and going forward, something like this will be illegal, or at least it'll be more heavily regulated. To the second point, there are, in fact, people who say that this is actually fine, that high-frequency trading doesn't present a problem. And their argument is this, that it makes the market deeper and more liquid, that because you have more traders in the market, at any given time, I won't have a problem either buying or selling shares. Now, we have to sort of, you know, consider the price issue, which is that the price will change between when I make the order and when I actually end up buying it. And this is what they say. They say, well, because there are more people in the market, not only do you get the true price of that share, but I'm going to pay less of a commission to the intermediaries, and I'll make up the difference in that sense. Who's right? We actually don't know. Again, high-frequency trading is very complicated, and that's one of the problems with it. It's hard to understand.
Well, you helped us a lot. Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
It's Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.